you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
A minute.
Download the Todd and Tyler podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, and Spotify.
And stream the show 24/7 at TNTRadioEmpire.com.
Hello? Nope. Oh, all right. Buttons was off. Well, nobody actually is here the rest of the day, aren't they? Oh, Beckham's live, right?
Yeah,
they
are. Okay. That would have been from last night.
Everybody's here. It's just us and Beckham. Sorry, I shouldn't say that. Radio's changed. Nobody works here. We own this place. What was I going to say now? Messed me up. Mark Lundholm's going to phone the program a little later on this morning. It's Friday, right? Looking forward to a Friday.
It is.
Everybody must have thought yesterday was Friday. I get home. My son said I thought it was Friday. My wife thought it was Friday. I thought it was Friday. I'm like, I set my alarm. The whole house was walking around like it was Friday.
I got up this morning. I was hoping it was Saturday.
Oh, I had to roll back to bed, too. I drank a little wine last night. It's been working. I can fall asleep on that real nicely and not feel too bad in the morning. That should be a problem. But, you know, Dr. Mina, don't weigh in on that, all right? It's called alcoholism.
And there's your name on the list with a bunch of expletives again.
Sometimes you have to embrace it. Anybody have Shock G Humpty there?
I didn't ask
How'd he die?
For
it. Only 57.
They said they found him in a hotel room, so...
Yeah, no one drugs.
Could be health problems. Who knows?
Okay, now that's the Humpty Dance, right?
Yeah, the guy with the glasses and the nose.
Yeah,
that's the guy you recognize from Digital Underground.
57, right? Okay, Shock G, and Les McCown, who was the singer for the Bay City Rollers back in the day, 1960. He was actually 65 years old. Our boss told us that. Our boss told us not to talk about the old people, and he sends us a text.
He did.
So all he wrote was, "Everybody have Les McCown," and I'm thinking, "Who's Les McCown?" So I typed it in. Oh, the Bay City Rollers.
Yeah, that guy.
Band from the 70s, yeah. Anybody have him? Craig said no, right?
Yeah, no hits on that one.
And no Shock G, obviously.
I doubt it.
Well, Shock G was only 57.
Yeah, I doubt it.
I looked up the Bay City Rollers. There have been several manifestations.
Yeah, but he was one of the... He was in there. He was the original band.
He was like two of the original five...
That were still left.
Are now dead.
Oh, two of the original... I think you're right. Yeah. I think you're right, yeah. S-A-T-U-I. T-U-I.
And...
Yeah, if you spell T-U-I, you're wrong. Jesus. There lies the wine.
The dude that died was only 65.
I know.
Which means when they were huge. And they were like the original boy band. The Bay City
Rollers. But they played their own instruments, Todd. They weren't just dance. So they were their own band. They played their own instruments. They were huge. Yeah, they're from Scotland. They came over here and invaded the U.S. in the mid-70s. Right.
He would have been 20 years old.
No, they were kids, yeah.
When they were huge.
Yeah. Yeah, they were the new Beatles. There was a bunch of new Beatles at the time, and that was one of them. Yeah, the Bay City Rollers. That guy threw a dart on a map of the United States and hit Bay City, Michigan. That's how they got the name.
Oh.
Hence the name Bay City
I was
Rollers.
Trying to figure out what bay in Ireland
was. Yeah, that wasn't it.
What the hell? No.
That's how they got the name.
It could have been the Saginaw Rollers if it would have moved just a little bit.
I think they would have kept
throwing. Poughkeepsie Rollers.
That's the whole country, too. They didn't just throw it at Michigan. They could hit anything.
Right.
You know? And if they'd have got Saginaw, they probably would have throw it again. You know, that's one of those stories. I wish we could interview one of those dudes back in the day when they were relevant and said, hey, if it hit something you didn't care about, like, you know, like the Detroit Rollers, it wouldn't have worked. They all thought you were from Detroit, you know. All right.
Yeah, you're right.
Saginaw, like that, the Saginaw Rollers. They would have kept throwing.
That was not the first dart.
No.
They threw darts till that Bay City sounds good.
A friend of mine had a band years ago. They were just a local band back east, and they were an alternative band at the time, you know. And he was a couple years younger than me, and when we flipped through the dictionary, just put our fingers in two names. So their name was Morris Chair. That was it. Morris, like M-O-R-R-I-S, Chair. And I said, that's stupid.
That is dumb.
And I shouldn't say they were actually younger than that, because I was in radio, and they were like high school kids putting together this band. And I said, dude, man, that's a bad name. You know, so you could have, that's what I said, flip through the dictionary more and pick out two. I mean, if you want to do it that way, fine, but keep going through the dictionary till two names maybe mean something. I don't know.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You don't think about what a tripping point that is for a band.
I know. Well, we were looking at, first of all, you got... Get on that list of that big rock fest that is happening in Ohio later this summer. Besides the headliners and the first four or five bands in each one of those, it goes down the name rabbit hole pretty bad.
Yeah, this is September 10th through the 12th, the Incarceration Music and Tattoo Festival. So that's the Ink.
Right,
yeah. And it's on
this is cool. Where
it's on the grounds in Mansfield, Ohio, on the grounds of the prison where they filmed Shawshank.
Isn't that excellent? That's pretty cool.
So this kind of cool.
Yeah.
The headliners, Slipknot, Mudvayne, Rob Zombie.
Yeah.
You know, you've heard of all of
You'll
them.
You'll recognize a few more underneath that. I've heard some names after that, but they get pretty crazy.
You go down to the
quickly.
Bottom. And then you get Dead Bundy.
Yeah.
you get Dead Girls Academy.
Yeah.
Along Came a Spider.
Yeah, that one's stupid.
Ghosts of the Sun.
Right.
Sink the Ship. Let's see. Stitched Up Heart. The Phoenix Within. Silent Theory. Saving Escape. Harmless Heart.
Yeah, some of them sound like bands, some of them don't.
Yeah.
And I always wondered when these people put together a really. Now I realize there's some weird names that got famous. I mean, the band Korn is just. Think about that. They got famous, and
sure.
Then so we say it now. But if that had been your name to begin with, and you weren't ever famous, we'd be laughing at that name too.
Yeah.
And by his own admission, Dave Grohl thinks Foo Fighters is a stupid name.
Oh yeah, he said before if he thought it was going to last, he would have got some.
But there are some names on there that they don't think at all about getting famous. They go, well, this if we're famous and we're called, give me one of those last names.
Let's see.
Saving whatever that was. Not that. But yeah, perfect.
The Phoenix Within.
I guess the bottom line is once you get a couple hits, you start saying that name, you just know it as a band. I mean.
But I think
Saving Abel is a stupid name too, and that's a band we all know.
But I think if you got a dumb name, it hurts. And good songs,
it hurts.
It hurts you.
Yeah. Nowadays,
people see that name and go, nah, never mind, right. Skip.
Yeah, I think there are good names out there. Just go with the something and call yourself. I mean, I think that the old school names are better.
Go
with the Beatles, the Stones. Just go with something the and this thing, you know. Like the Strokes, I think is a great name.
Well, and I think
the Struts is a great name.
If you get anything past three words,
right,
you need to shorten it up.
Yeah, like Along Came a Spider.
Yeah.
Are you whatever.
A-C-A-S. We always abbreviate it on Twitter, dude.
Right. Go down with another headliners. I mean, go down one of the other day. There's some other bad names on there at the bottom.
Yeah, that Dead Girls Academy.
Isn't there another... Day?
See, that's three words. That's not a bad name.
That's not a bad name because Dead Girls Academy actually seems like it seems like it means something.
That wage, one kind of stands out.
Wage War? I've never heard of those guys.
But
two words. I'll give them the name.
Yeah, there's a...
Okay, but see, they make more sense than what I said. My buddy's band was called Morris Chair.
Yeah.
The hell was that?
Yeah, that's dumb.
You know?
There were stone guys going through.
Oh, I totally did. Oh, it was totally stone guys.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Literally going through the dictionary.
That was it.
No, you can say that's how you got your
what was,
name.
Your son had a bad, bad name for his band.
Right Side Impact.
That's like one of the worst names.
And that was the best thing about
the
band.
And we laughed at him. We laughed at him all the time. That's a bad name. And you laughed at him.
That was the Cookie Monster band, right?
Yeah.
I believe so.
Right Side Impact is a bad name for a band, so put that down. Craig Evans, Nick Allen, Mark Lundholm is going to phone the program a little later on this morning. You and Us, Friday. Looking forward to it. Come on back.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler, and our podcasts now are easier than ever to find.
Just download the iHeartRadio app and search Todd and Tyler.